If fall weather and some early season snowfall have got you thinking of maybe heading for the movies, you may be interested in hearing about some really unique screenings in New Hampshire this weekend. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, is here with some details. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
The Snob Film Festival. It's back in Concord.
Yes, it runs through this weekend. Snob being somewhat north of Boston Film Festival, sort of a play on the stereotype that there's no culture north of Boston. Of course there is.
And also the stereotype of the filmmaker.
Yes.
The Snob filmmaker, yeah. You know, last year they had showings and events across the city. Are they doing that again this year?
Well, this year they've consolidated all at Red River Theater. So you're going to have all the screenings going on at two screens there. You have some choices in what you can see. But throughout the weekend, they'll all be right there in one location.
Okay. So it makes it a little easier if you want to catch more films. How can you do that? How do you figure out what you're going to see?
Well, they have. So throughout the weekend, for most screening times, there are going to be two options. There's usually a screening room playing a block of shorts, or there's a screening room playing some feature films. All the feature films run once throughout the festival, and the shorts will run twice, so you might be able to catch them. And, you know, the shorts are usually bunched together by some sort of a theme, but they're not all the same kind of film necessarily. So you'll see a block, and maybe there'll be a drama, a comedy, you know, so it's a nice jumble. You know, as the I talked to one of the organizers, and he was saying, the great thing about shorts is you don't like the movie you're watching, 5 minutes, it's going to be a new movie. You know, you can't say that at the Cineplex.
It's like New England weather.
Exactly.
So what's on the screening list this year?
Well, you know, there are a couple of interesting things going on tonight, Friday night. There are, for shorts, there's a family fun night happening at 6 o'clock. So that's going to be one that's a little more accessible to all ages. And then there's also the Twisted Tales block of shorts. And that's going to be not really horror, sort of suspense. And then there was a movie, a feature film that's playing later in the evening called Juan of the Dead.
Juan of the Dead. Now, what's this about?
Well, so this, I think, is great because it sort of plays with that idea of, you know, a foreign film with subtitles. It sounds very, well, very snobby, but this one very much isn't. It's a zombie movie. It takes place in Cuba. So you've got kind of your standard zombie movie, but it's also a comedy, sort of like Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. But then it's also in Cuba, so you've got some little political commentary going throughout. In the beginning, for example, they think that the news, anyway, is telling people that the zombies are dissidents, being backed by the U.S. government. And so, you know, it's very funny. There's some political humor, but it's a great way to kind of introduce yourself to foreign film if you think you don't like it.
Well, zombies, that's a universal language.
Exactly.
Okay. Another film event with a local flavor is happening this weekend at The Courier. It's a screening of A League of Our Own, New Hampshire, and the American Craft Movement. What's this about?
Yes, so this is on Sunday at 2 p.m. And this documentary, I think it runs about an hour, looks at the history of the League and its place in the craft movement. This is interesting. You know, I talked to the curator over at the Courier Museum, and he was telling me New Hampshire really has this pivotal role in the crafts movement in the U.S. So it started in the thick of the Depression. There was this idea that if you brought back crafts, you know, handcrafted furniture or metalwork or pottery, this was a way for people to earn money. So it's this artistic endeavor, but it's also part of, you know, economic revival.
Yeah, part of a works project.
Exactly. Okay. And so the film's going to look a bit at this. There's also an exhibit at the Courier that kind of matches with this, looking at some of the crafts in the area. And then there'll be a representative from the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen there to talk as well.
Amy Diaz is the editor of The Hippo. She often joins us to talk about events in the Granite State, and you can find more information about the Snob Film Festival and a screening of A League of Our Own at our website, nhpr.org. Amy, thanks for stopping by.
Have a great weekend at the movies.